Get your attention, please. We're ready to begin. Okay, councillors, can I ask if we have any apologies to note?
Councillor Carr.
Councillor Carr. Sinead Ennis. Councillor Mickey Brown. Sorry? Who? Councillor Sean Doran, sorry. Can't hear on this side. Charlie, you need to speak up. Anyone else? Really?
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Patrick.
Councillor Kevin McAteer, Chairman.
Okay, any declarations of interest, officers or councillors? Just to declare at this stage that I do have an interest in item number 6, so I'll be vacating the chair at that stage and Liam's going to take over.
Chairman, just on that basis, maybe just get agreement for the smooth running of the meeting. Council, the Vice Chairman's not here. Standing orders then would ask that the Council agree one member between them to chair the meeting in the absence of the Chair and the Vice Chair. I was going to suggest, Chair, maybe that the Chairman of the Committee itself might be the most entirely up to members.
Yeah. So propose Councillor Burgess for that, yeah.
Okay. I think it was proposed by Councillor McGrath and seconded by David here. Thank you.
Everyone's agreement.
Everyone in agreement, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we've had a very exciting month, councillors. We're now into our second month and again lots of civic engagements taking place across the district and the culmination of months and months of planning by officers and the statutory agencies and officers here in council. Seen the last week we had the Irish Open obviously and it's been a great success, so I want to pay tribute to the council officers. It wouldn't be fair to single out anyone specifically because there were so many of them involved, but I think they thoroughly deserve our support and our great thanks going back out to them. Obviously it was a great success. We had images of this district and the natural backdrop and the great tourism potential that we have beamed out right across the globe into in the region of somewhere in the region of about 450 million homes. So it really was a spectacular platform for this council and for the region to build on the legacy of that event. And specifically, I suppose I'd hope that the legacy is something that we can capture and that we can build a platform for ourselves to become a premier tourism destination moving into the future. And the fact that we have staged the Irish Open, that we've done it so professionally, we were able to deliver it in such a high-class manner, I would be hoping that that will showcase ourselves as a market for future international events. So on that basis, I would hope to have a legacy discussion around potential opportunities for us moving into the future. So if I could ask for that to be tabled at the next ERT committee for some discussion to delve out exactly how we move forward and build on the opportunities that we've just had in the last week and how we capture that and move into the future. The last thing I want to comment on is the fact that unfortunately the Food and Blues Festival, which there was so much work went into, it was a great success on Saturday, a fantastic event for all of the local community. There was a really fantastic turnout. Unfortunately on Saturday, due to measures outside of our control due to weather, we did have to cancel it at short notice, and I would hope that this council can also commit to rolling that event out on a future date in conjunction with Newcastle Chamber of Commerce in recognition of the great success that it was on Saturday. So we'll move on then, councillors, on to item number 3, the action sheet from our council meeting held on the 5th of May. So I'm going to go through it for accuracy. Is everyone happy that it's a true and accurate reflection? Any comments, matters arising? No? Okay.
So would it just be possible to ask about on the first page, the third item down, just about the fact sheet for those dealing with massive rates increases? As we know, this is a major problem that facing many of the businesses in the area as part of the reval process, and I know that we had asked for that to happen and hopefully to happen as quickly as possible to provide some support, if not in financial terms, certainly in guidance direction to help people. So just maybe where we're at with that, that we can let some of the, our constituents know that it approached us.
I'm going to pass you over to Marie. Chair, we have been in contact with the LPS and we're hoping to have workshops organised for the end of June. I've been in discussion with our marketing communications and they're arranging for a photo opportunity for the chairman, hopefully this week. And the fact sheet will be logged up onto the website then and onto Facebook and Twitter. So that campaign should be starting over this week. It has been prepared. So hopefully you see something out next week.
Okay, so we'll go through it page by page then, councillors. For accuracy, page 1 and page 2. So can I have a proposer and seconder then for the action sheet? Proposed by Councillor Burgess, seconded by Councillor McAteer. Okay, so moving on to item number 4, the minutes of council meeting held on the 5th of May. Again, we'll go through it for accuracy. Just bear with me. I hope last month we did have some issues with some of the hard copies differed from our IT copies, so let me know if there's any issues with that arising again. So for accuracy, page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page number 6, page number 7, page number 8, page number 9, page number 10, page number 11, page number 12, page number 13. Okay. Page number 14. Okay, so any matters arising then? No matters arising. So can I have a proposer and a seconder, please, for item number 4?
Councillor Hyland.
Proposed by Councillor Hyland, seconded by Councillor Burgess. Okay, thank you. Item number 5, members. Minutes from the Enterprise Regeneration Tourism Committee meeting held on the 11th of May. Again, for accuracy, I'll go through it page by page and then we'll do matters arising. So page number 18, page number 19, page number 20, page number 21, page number 22, page number 23, page 24, page 25, page 26, page 27. Okay, any matters arising, members? Roisin?
Yeah, sure, thanks. At that meeting, we discussed all the assets that we had in our area and the importance of promoting them and improving the facilities that we already had while building on tourism. We discussed, you know, some of the things that we had in my own local area, the main one being Slieve Gullion. Now, I know their problems are ongoing in Slieve Gullion in terms of the car parking facilities and the toilet facilities, and I would ask that the council look at these as quickly as possible. Now, I do believe that there are some meetings that will be coming up in the near future, and I would request that Slieve Gullion councillors are invited to those meetings, as we would be much more familiar with the ongoing problems that are created there at bank holidays during the summer holidays. It is a fantastic facility. Some of our own councillors have been telling me that they visited the area and were just blown away by it. So I think the council, if we're going to be serious about this, I would request that that the councillors from the Slieve Gullion area are invited to any...
The decorum at the back, please. Sorry, continue.
I just ask again that the Slieve Gullion councillors be invited to any meetings and that those two issues are addressed as a matter of urgency. We have a fantastic facility and we need to allow it to grow naturally.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roisin. I think that makes sense. Can I pass you over to yourself, Marie?
Chair, we are working on those matters and there have been a number of meetings set up and I will arrange to include the Slieve Gullion councillors.
Okay, Stephen Burns.
Chair, I was just going to second that proposal. I was the councillor that was at Slieve Gullion, and I have to say, I've done the Narnia Trail at Kilbroney, but the Giant's Lair at Slieve Gullion is something particularly for us to be proud of, and it's something that is being expanded, and we must expand our car parking, and I would say our toilet facilities as well, which wouldn't be inadequate for the level of people there, but it's just not on to have a facility of that quality and have to sit 20 minutes waiting to get into it. So if we want to keep the tourists we're getting, we have to do better.
Absolutely. Councillor McGrath.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just on that there item that was there, I noticed that the action for it is to prepare a document, a draft economic regeneration investment strategy, and it's based maybe on the issues that are mentioned up to there. But I suppose it's difficult sometimes not to be territorial whenever you're a councillor and you maybe don't see your area mentioned in it. But it does seem to be very specific about some areas such as like your Newry Portadown Canal, your maybe events like the walking festivals, you've got Sleagull, you mentioned there, the Camlock Trathan. There's some very, very specifically mentioned things, but I mean the likes of Downpatrick doesn't mention at all. And I mean if we're looking at economic regeneration, I'd really like to see the town featuring quite highly in terms of possible strategies and about working with the likes of Invest NI. I mean, I felt I got a bit of a glazed eye when talking to the chair of Invest NI the other day. I don't really feel that Downpatrick or even necessarily this area en masse was on the agenda there, and I think we're going to have to push for that. So can we get an idea of, is this for a broad, right across the whole district, just these specific areas? And if it's a request, can Downpatrick be included in it, please?
Marie, would you like to come in on that?
Yeah, Chair. The Economic Regeneration and Investment Strategy is a strategy for the entire area of Newry Morningdown. Excuse me, some specific areas may have been mentioned at committee just because they were raised by members of that committee, but the regeneration strategy looks towards the strengths of each of the specific areas in the district and looks to building on that. And as a result of that, we will also be looking towards the development of a tourism strategy and looking at the particular brands in relation to Sleagull and the Mourne, St Patrick and all the other very strong assets we have within the district. And I actually have a meeting with Invest NI this week and we'll be discussing the entire district.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie. Councillor Clark?
Chair, just on the issue in regards to the forest parks, and I do agree that they're a unique asset, and that goes for Gullion, Kilbroney, Castlewell, Tullymore. You know, we've a great opportunity to develop a unique tourism package, sustainable package, and I think we're a victim of our own success. And I've raised this with the Chief Executive also in regards to Tullymore and a bank holiday. If it's a really sunny day, there's complete mayhem with traffic. You know, so we need traffic management plans. And same with Castlewell. The amount of people just want to use the facilities. You know, we're it's above our sort of what we can deliver. So we need to look, sit down with the PSNI, Transport NI, the Forestry Service, and obviously local councillors from that area as well as officials. And so it could take it on board that that has to happen and that we're involved in that process. We shouldn't, and I agree with Councillor McGrath, we shouldn't be looking at isolation. This is a package for the whole district, and it's a package that we have to get right. So if their meetings are happening, could all local councillors be involved in it?
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Sharvin.
Thank you, Chair. And my question has sort of been answered already by Marie. But is more of a surprise at the Mourne Coastal Route, which has been invested in with over £1 million worth of right across the district, wasn't mentioned. But from Marie's answer, it's a whole district-wide thing. But I will highlight that St Patrick's Monument and all in Saul and Strangford Lock needs to be taken in, you know, They're quite key in Downpatrick areas, and it was disappointing not to see it mentioned, but I take the Director's comments on board.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Casey?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I sort of share the same concerns as Councillor McGrath there on the attitude of Invest NI, and I would advise him not to take it personally because we've been saying that for years in Newry Mourne District Council, if we could use the Legacy Council as an example. I think they thought, Invest NI thought that we were part of the Irish Republic, although I hate using that term republic because Ireland is not yet a republic. But the issue I'm going to raise is about the Newry Town Hall. I wasn't at that meeting, and I'd just like to ensure that the work will start and that building will be protected. I know one stage Councillor Reilly suggested that it be demolished, that it was not only a financial strain on Newry Mourne District Council, and it wasn't really tongue-in-cheek. I think it was foot and mouth as far as Henry Reilly is concerned. But just want to know that the work will go on and that building will be protected.
Chair, the contract for that work was approved at our committee and the work will commence as was detailed within the contract to carry out maintenance works to ensure the stability of the building.
Thank you, Marie. Councillor Highland.
Thanks, Chair. agree with all the other councillors. The Steve Gullion project has been a tremendous success. I've visited on a number of occasions with my grandchildren, and the numbers there are just unbelievable, especially coming in the summer months as we look out at the summer. So, not put the work and effort and money in for adequate car parking and for toilet facilities and for cafe facilities would be remiss of us. Just in conjunction with that, a couple of years ago, in the old Legacy Council, we had an Australian couple who had purchased Bales Castle and had intended to turn it into a spa. Bales Castle is only a matter of a couple of miles away from the playground. And it would have been a tremendous, again, another tremendous asset, because the people were willing to spend a lot of money on it and bring jobs and give people who visited the area an opportunity to have a meal and to stay overnight and enjoy Supermar. But I've heard recently through the grapevine that they're running into considerable difficulties and that the Australians are thinking of pulling out of the project. I think they've already developed the gatehouse at the entrance to the castle. But because of ongoing difficulties, they're a wee bit unhappy of how they've been treated. Is this council anyway able to help the likes of that couple to try to get over these problems? Because if they don't develop it, I don't know who else will develop it. And it would be a loss to this council if we don't do so. Could we maybe get some answers on it?
Thank you, Councillor Hyland. Sure. We are aware of the Bales Castle proposal and are very keen, obviously, for that to be developed within the district. And indeed, it forms part of an accommodation study analysis that we're doing in relation to the entire district. What we can do is we can arrange to meet with the developers of that and see if there is any way that we can provide assistance to enhance or continue with the development. Thank you, Marie. Councillor Hardy.
I thank you, Chair, and we all know how important tourism is to this entire area, and certainly the buzz that we've seen last week and right over the weekend in this area, and it's something I've come on to the Enterprise Regional Tourism Committee that I've been pushing about tourism. And I have to say that I'm disappointed. We wanted a special meeting on tourism, there's a meeting coming up, but it's for filling the meeting where we also deal with regeneration and enterprise, and it's disappointing, because I thought that it was such a subject and something that we all need to be involved in, and that we could have had a special meeting for it. As I say, it's down, I'm told, to come in at our next meeting as tourism only, but we're leaving the most important issues we have about tourism and creating jobs and the regeneration of this area, and I think it's disappointing. And we're very keen to get a hands-on approach to put stuff out on the table and agree where we go and how we move this council forward. And I know that we were left way behind when I went to the Balmoral show about promoting this area. We've seen the Clares and Offaly's and these counties coming in with three staff and making a real effort to sell their areas out in the alleyways. Where there was thronged with people and they were pushing the leaflets, telling about their area, and that we put one person, that couldn't leave, but all those sitting, they couldn't even go for a bite to eat, they couldn't even use the bathroom. You know, unbelievable poor effort. And the thing about it is, we went out to this entire community and we done workshops throughout the entire area, and the thing that came back in at the top of our agenda was tourism. And we seem honestly to be leaving it behind. If we have one great event, that's not enough. We need to be building on what's happening the rest of the year. We need to be building on what's happening next year, and we need to be building the year after. There was talk earlier about the domestic rates or the business rates, and people struggling out there. And I know we're doing a 5-year plan, and that's grand. We need to put that in place, but we also need to sit down and talk about the events and where we should be selling ourselves. And I do believe that we're failing to do that. And I think we have to take it more serious. And I do believe that if the council isn't going to take on and facilitate these meetings and give us our say, that we as elected people would have to do it without the council. But they really need to come on board and say tourism. Region of Antrim, it's too important to have this meeting once a month. The three items jammed in and each given a half an hour. Serious decisions. And I want to sit down with stuff spread out on the table and say, there's an event we should be selling on. That's how much we want to be involved in this. And we're entitled to have that opportunity. And I believe we're being denied that opportunity.
Sorry, do you want to come in on that, Marie?
Please, Chair. Chair, in relation to that, at the next ART committee, there's a recommendation coming from officers that we establish a task and finish project board for the purposes of simply looking at tourism and the tourism strategy and how we move forward. So that will hopefully deal with the concerns of the councillor, and that's coming out of listening to councillors and how they want to be involved and how we want them to be involved, and also having met with a number of people from across the district. So that recommendation will be coming to the next ART committee.
Thank you, Marie. Councillor McAteer?
Yes, Chair. It was actually the very last item on that agenda, and it was the issue that I raised myself about Narwhal Keep and Greencastle Castle. And I'm just still concerned that this is now the 1st of June and there's no indication at all about the opening and the manning of those two tourist venues. And, I mean, personally speaking, I had organised back in the old council a meeting that would have led to the promotion of a pilot scheme which involved a few agencies, including the tourist board. And again, I'm getting very concerned that I have heard nothing to date about this, and it seems to be stagnating. So I just ask the officers concerned to treat this with utmost urgency, given that it's only a month to proceed opening time.
Sure. On that, we have an update report coming from the members of staff who have been dealing with in the previous council, and that will be tabled at the next ART committee.
Thank you, Marie.
Sure, just come back. Very briefly, please. Yeah, that may just be a bit late, you know, maybe a wee bit late coming, but given that we would need to be working this up to an opening in July, like I understand.
Sure, our next ART committee is on Monday.
Yes, I know, but I'm even given that, I'm saying we need to be really working up urgently, and I said there was a group of people there have a voluntary contribution application in with a view to manning that. And, you know, so this all has to be taken in the mix. I don't know if everybody's aware of that, but it's a treat of the utmost urgency, and thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Quinn, I believe your lighting system, is it not working? No. Sorry, you've been looking in. Go ahead. Thank you, Councillor Quinn. Councillor Burns?
Chair, yeah, on the point that Willie made about the forest parks, could I just ask the Director, have we signed up to the agreement, the management arrangement yet? I know the paperwork has been in process. And if not, what stage are we at? And can we have some reassurances that there's no risk to any of the funding that is in place for the development of the forest parks?
Chair, I'm currently reviewing all of the paperwork in relation to the forest parks and all of the service level agreements. I'm doing that in conjunction with our legal teams, and our aim is to obviously progress in that in a way that will maximise the potential of the forests for the council. I have meetings set up with Outdoor Recreation. Unfortunately, it was cancelled today. And I will have further meetings with HLF and the Forest Service. So I am progressing that matter as a matter of